For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. This week on the program, we talk to the owner of a business that gets paid to breed and release mosquitoes in their customers' backyards. That might sound ludicrous, but the company, Mosquito Mate, was recently celebrated by the U.S. Department of Commerce. Joining me today on The Business Side to talk about the company he runs with his wife Karen is Dr. Stephen Dobson, an entomologist at the University of Kentucky. Dr. Dobson, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Dan. Great to talk with you.
So tell me a bit about yourself and what led you to establish Mosquito Mate.
So I've been working on mosquitoes at the University of Kentucky for 22 years. I'm in the Department of Entomology, which is the study of insects. And back in 2005, we invented a new method of mosquito control. But the problem was that it was so different from traditional mosquito control, from chemical spraying. It was so different that there really wasn't a company out there that knew what to do with it. And so it was a choice to either let the idea die or to start up a company and try to do it ourselves. And so that was the birth of a company now known as Mosquito Mate.
I've read a lot about it, and it's super interesting. Can you explain to our listeners how your company combats mosquitoes?
So Mosquito Mate uses a naturally occurring bacterium. And a lot of people think that we are genetically modifying something, but we're not. Naturally occurring Wolbachia is estimated to be in about half of all insect species. So that means, Dan, if you went out this summer in Lexington and collected bees and butterflies from your yard, that about half of them would all have this bacterium naturally. The breakthrough at the University of Kentucky was to learn how to move this bacterium between other insects and mosquitoes. And to make a long story short, not go into a lot of technical detail, the result is that the Wolbachia bacterium, it sterilizes the mosquito population. And so what we do is we visit people's homes and we release a lot of male mosquitoes. And this is normally where people's eyes get very wide. But we point out that male mosquitoes don't bite people. It's only the female mosquitoes that bite. And so the result is we sterilize the mosquito population in people's homes, and we do so without having to spray chemicals or things that can harm the good insects that are in people's yards, like dragonflies and butterflies.
You say the male mosquitoes don't bite. Why do the female mosquitoes bite?
Great question. So basically, they need the protein to make their eggs. A female mosquito can live for a long time just feeding on nectar, but she can't produce eggs without that blood meal. A lot of people don't know this, but mosquitoes make multiple batches of eggs. And for each of those batches, they have to take another blood meal. And so that's how they actually are important in transmitting pathogens that cause human diseases. And so the first time they feed, they get infected with, say, the Zika virus. And it's the second time they feed that they transmit it to a new person.
Shifting gears, congratulations are in order. Mosquito Mate recently won national recognition from the U.S. Department of Commerce. Tell me about that.
Yes, that was a terrific honor. And frankly, we didn't know about it until after we received it. The key point, in my opinion, is that it just represents the great support that local businesses have here in Kentucky and Lexington specifically. You know, normally companies have to kind of go out and tout themselves and to get any attention, but we're very thankful to the Office of Technology Transfer, the University of Kentucky, Lexington Chamber of Commerce, as well as our state government officials for the nomination and the ongoing support.
What happens when you're nationally recognized by the Department of Commerce?
Yes, we had a very nice award ceremony where they recognized the companies across the nation that had received this award. Unfortunately, because of the COVID situation, it was a virtual meeting. It was a Zoom meeting. But yes, it was a very nice recognition.
In the time we've got left, studies suggest that the warming climate is a concern for a lot of Americans. How will climate change affect pests like the Asian tiger mosquito?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a very long answer with lots of examples. But maybe one that the listeners may not have heard about, it concerns some endangered bird species in Hawaii. So a lot of people don't know, but mosquitoes aren't native to Hawaii. They were accidentally introduced by people. It truly was a tropical paradise until we brought the mosquitoes in. But some of these mosquitoes that have come in, they like to feed on birds. And in doing so, they're also transmitting a pathogen that can kill those birds. And some of these birds are now very close to extinction. Over the past 100 years or 200 years, the birds, many of them have survived by moving up very high in the mountaintops in Hawaii. And that's where it's too cold for the mosquitoes. And they call these sky islands. It's a place of protection for the birds where they can get away from the mosquitoes. But with global warming, those mosquitoes are now able to move further and further up the mountains, which basically shrinks the size of these sky islands. And it's putting these birds at increased risk of extinction. And interestingly, some of these folks are interested in this Wolbachia technique as a way to potentially save some of these birds from extinction. You know, obviously going in and spraying lots of chemical across these tropical forests is a non-starter. But by releasing male mosquitoes that are only going to mate with female mosquitoes of the same species, this might be the targeted approach that they're looking for to save some of these bird species.
My guest today on the program has been Dr. Stephen Dobson. He founded the Lexington-based Mosquito Mate along with his wife, Karen. You can learn more at mosquitomate.com, and you can hear our conversation online at wuky.org. Dr. Dobson, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Dan. It was great. Anytime.